Welcome to the Deep Dive, everyone. Today, we're tackling something really fascinating, this paradox right at the heart of AI.
That's right.
On one side, you've got AI just unleashing amazing creative potential. But then the other side is, well, it's shaking up job security, no doubt about it.
It is. And it's the same tech doing both. That's what's so interesting. Driving incredible innovation, but also, you know, reshaping the workforce in these really profound ways.
So we've pulled together quite a few sources, you know, from the big splashy tech launches to some more sobering economic reports to help you sort of navigate what's going on.
Yeah, we're going to try and unpack this complex interplay today.
Yeah.
Not just what's happening, but really why it matters for you.
Okay, so let's start with the creative side. A big example, Elon Musk's xAI, they just put out Grok Imagine.
Ah, yes, the text-to-video generator.
Exactly. Launched publicly, what, August 2025? And it's free right now for U.S. users. The thing went completely viral, generated over 44 million images.
In just 2 days.
2 days. I mean, just think about that scale.
It's pretty remarkable. And Grok Imagine, it runs on their Aurora AI model, apparently. It's got some impressive capabilities.
Like what specifically?
Well, real-time video generation from text, sure, but also from images, even voice commands. And it's pushing the limit on video length up to 6 minutes.
6 minutes? That's way longer than others, right?
It is. That could be a significant, you know, market advantage over the competition, the speed, the accessibility.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty unprecedented.
But, and this is a big but, this Grok Imagine thing, it's not without some serious ethical questions, is it?
No, definitely not.
There's the controversial spicy mode and generally this sort of laissez-faire approach to content. Fewer restrictions than, say, Google or OpenAI.
Right. And that led pretty quickly to things like those unprompted Taylor Swift deepfakes.
Yeah, exactly. Which raises the question, how do you balance that creative freedom, that speed, against the potential for, well, misuse like that?
That's the core issue, isn't it? It really throws the trade-off between getting something out fast speed to market and building in strong safety features, those guardrails, into sharp relief.
And their usage policy doesn't help much there.
It's noticeably brief. I mean, it basically puts a lot of the responsibility for stopping misuse squarely onto you, the user.
Hmm. So it forces you to think about where accountability really lies in this new landscape.
Precisely.
Okay, so let's flip the coin. Let's look at the economic side of AI. We saw that report from Challenger, Gray, and Christmas.
Right.
It said over 10,000 U.S. jobs were linked to AI just through July 2025. Those numbers feel stark. What's really going on there? Is AI just directly taking jobs?
Well, that's a key distinction to make. The report does list AI as, I think, a top five reason for job losses.
Okay.
But, and this is important, the number one reason for cuts this year, according to that same report, it was the Department of Government Efficiency DOGE cuts.
Ah, the DOGE initiative, also spearheaded by Elon Musk, interestingly.
Exactly. So you see the same figure kind of central to both narratives.
Mm.
It suggests AI isn't always the direct cause of a cut, maybe.
But its capabilities might push things in that direction.
I think so. Highlighting inefficiencies, enabling automation. It certainly contributes to that broader push for efficiency like we saw with the DOGE cuts. It's a powerful, maybe indirect influence.
And who's feeling this shift the most? The data seems to point towards younger workers.
It does. Job listings for entry-level corporate roles, they've dropped significantly, somewhere between 15 and 40%. That hits Gen Z disproportionately hard.
Yeah, and we're hearing young workers even say they feel like AI is, I don't know, diminishing the value of their college degrees.
Absolutely. It's almost a psychological impact, which leads to this thing people are calling the white-collar AI paradox.
Okay, what's that?
It's this tension. You have something like 61% of white-collar workers worried AI will take their jobs maybe within 3 years.
That's a lot of anxiety.
It is. But at the same time, many of those same workers are saying they have less stress because AI is automating some of their tedious tasks.
So fear and relief at the same time.
Exactly. It's that fear of becoming obsolete, FOBO, they call it, really taking hold. Anxieties about the future, but maybe some immediate benefits too.
But look, it's not all about job loss, right? AI is also definitely creating totally new kinds of jobs.
Oh, for sure.
We're seeing this rising demand for prompt engineers, people who get really good at telling AI what to do.
Yeah, crafting those precise instructions. And the salaries reflect that demand anywhere from, what, $63,000 up to over $200,000 a year.
Wow. That job title didn't even exist a few years back. Shows how fast things are changing.
It really does. And prompt engineering is just one example. If you look bigger picture, The World Economic Forum actually predicts a net global job growth, thanks to AI.
Net growth, even with displacement.
Yeah. They estimate something like 170 million new roles emerging by 2030, even while 92 million might be displaced.
So what kind of jobs are growing then?
Well, what's fascinating is that the jobs predicted to grow often rely heavily on uniquely human skills. Things like creative problem solving, especially in ambiguous situations, critical thinking, and a big one, emotional intelligence.
Skills that AI, at least right now, struggles to replicate.
Exactly. Judgment, empathy, truly novel ideas.
So for you listening, what does this mean for actually navigating this? How do you cultivate those irreplaceable skills? How do you stay adaptable?
Well, adaptability isn't just a nice-to-have soft skill anymore, is it? It's becoming a necessity. It means really leaning into the tasks that require human judgment.
The stuff AI can't easily do.
Right. Investing in lifelong learning, constantly reskilling, and crucially figuring out how to work alongside AI effectively, not fighting against it, it's about using AI to augment what humans do best.
So this whole AI paradox, it's not really just about jobs versus creativity or humans versus machines.
No, I think it's deeper.
It feels like the real question is about our collective ability to adapt. Are we, as individuals, as businesses, as policymakers, truly ready to reskill and change at the pace AI is setting?
Or will that adaptability become, you know, a privilege for some rather than a path that's open to everyone? That feels like the challenge ahead.